Everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. And today I want to talk about low mood because I have just been through 2 weeks of low mood. And I just wanted to talk about it because I think often when you listen to teachers, when you listen, when I'm talking about Reiki, I try and keep it upbeat, I try and keep it positive. And so sometimes you can get the impression that I don't get hit with negative emotions or other teachers don't get hit with it. Maybe they don't, I don't know. But I have struggled with low mood, borderline depression. I've had postpartum depression. I've had periods in my life when I was a teenager where we didn't really use the same expressions that we use now, like anxiety, depression. And I wasn't as popular or as known as it is now. So you kind of went through it on your own a lot more. You didn't really talk about it so much. Pros and cons, I think. I do kind of think we just kind of got on with it. Never for a moment thought I should take medication or anything like that. I was just like, oh, well, this is just teenage angst. But I wanted to talk about it because it's a very normal cycle of emotion. And what I've learned personally is that when I go into a low mood time, and the thing is, it just comes out of nowhere. That's the thing that I've learned. So years ago, when it came up, I would spend an awful lot of energy, and time thinking about why I was feeling like this. Where has it come from? What's it mean? What can I do about it? How can I make it go away? And so there was almost like the emotion of whatever the depression, low mood, sadness. These last 2 weeks, I've been through huge amount of different emotions, like memories of when my children were younger. And, I said something to one of them and all this shame came up, right? Shame and guilt and, oh, I've damaged my children. They're going to need therapy for this. Probably true, right? All of this is true. I can see it now. I can see some of their behaviors. Like, oh my God, it's kind of like that was my parenting. And so a lot of shame came up, a lot of sadness, a lot of grief, old memories triggering all kinds of emotional release. And so there are thoughts that are happening that are kind of encouraging the emotion. But when I think about the underlying temperature or quality of my emotional landscape, what happened first was I came down with a fever. So I got sick. And then, as you know, when you get sick, like your defenses are down. And it's almost like that's an opportunity for your mind or your emotional body, your energetic body to do some spring cleaning because you've got a fever. So in a sense, biologically, a fever is your immune system kicking up and burning off the virus or bacteria or whatever you have in your biological system. And it kind of makes sense that your emotional mental system would take an opportunity when the body is resting and when it's kind of in bed or it's sleeping a lot to do some spring cleaning of its own. And this is what tends to happen to me, like when I get really sick, that I'm in bed and I'm just convalescing, then I have a lot of deep insight or release that happens. And this is just my system, and it takes advantage of this. Now, in the past, there's often an element, and I've got better with age and learning. Thank God, you do tend to learn something as you go along. But in the past, I would spend a lot of energy. So the emotion would come up. For example, there's an emotional energy that comes up. And I'm remembering something I said to my daughter when she was a baby, kind of a toddler, and I'm feeling shame, and then I'm crying, and then I'm like, oh my God. And then there's another layer that comes in. You're such a terrible mother. That all comes in as well. And I'm noticing that. and I'm processing it. I'm crying, I'm grieving, but I'm also noticing the whole thing. It's kind of, I'm noticing how broken I am in that moment, that I'm saying those things. I'm noticing how completely out of control I am with my own emotional landscape and other things that are going on in my life that are creating that. So I'm seeing the whole thing. So in a sense, I'm crying for my daughter having experienced that from me, but I'm also crying for myself for feeling so out of control in a sense, or so low or angry in myself that I'm projecting out like that in the first place. So I'm seeing the whole thing. I'm grieving the whole thing. My upset, her upset, the environment, where I was in that time in my life, how, in a sense, unconscious I was at that stage. And all the crying is happening around the entire incident. So, in that sense, there is a healing movement that's happening because I'm able to see my own shame and my own guilt. And also, there is an element of understanding that comes in, or awareness that comes in, that in a sense, it wasn't my fault either, right? So there's a healing movement. Now, I'm not going to say that when I finished all that, dramatic crying about that one incident, and this went on for days. I was crying about different things. It was freaking exhausting, honestly. But there's a part of me that's like, well, this is really interesting because all this stuff is coming up, and there is an element in me now that knows it's completely out of my control. Like I don't expect anymore that I can change my moods at will. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in general, when there's a sweeping, it's like that Rumi poem, The Guest House. It's like every morning a new emotion sweeps through your house. And in the poem, he talks about welcoming it, because with every sweep of sorrows, like destroying all your furniture, sweeping all the furniture out of your home, you don't know. There's a sense of gratitude. It's been sent for a reason, right? So there is a reason why all of this stuff, when I'm convalescing, when I'm low, when my body is full of fever, that all of this stuff is coming up. It's almost like when I'm feeling normal, then there's a kind of there's a kind of lid on things. There must be, because otherwise, why would it take the opportunity to come up when I'm feeling defenseless? So the defenses are down, woof, all this stuff comes up. So I acknowledge in myself that somewhere in my system, there is a protective layering that is going on that is allowing me to carry on with all this stuff inside me, all this grief, all this shame, all this guilt, all these memories, all this stuff is percolating in my system without my acknowledgement, without my awareness. And so when it comes up, it's almost like, whoa, there's a sense of shock when it comes up. But there's also this sense that, okay, let's dive in. So when the tears come, there's ugly crying, it's all coming up, and you're just kind of like, all right, guess we're doing this. And it is exhausting. And there's a part of me that's like, do I feel better after that, after 2 weeks of that? And honestly, I have to say, I don't think I do. I don't particularly feel better. I feel a bit shell-shocked. I feel a bit kind of, yeah, I think shell-shocked is the right thing. Do I feel lighter? Maybe. I feel more aware that that was in there, and I feel more, maybe more balanced. Is that the right word? Maybe more correct. There's a sense that I have been courageous in looking and being willing to bring up these very painful memories and look at them. And I have to say, when I look at the memories now, they're less painful. Not that I realized they were painful before, but now there's an awareness of, oh, I think I'm resisting them less now than I was before, or I feel less shame. That's probably true. So somewhere in the acknowledgement and the crying and the seeing of the whole picture, the memories are less scary to look at, if that makes sense. It's less, they're less kind of like, oh, this is a part of my life that I'm not proud of, and so I don't want to look. Whereas now I can still feel a sense that it was a very unhappy time, but whether I'm proud of it or not proud of it, whether I'm guilty or not guilty, that's a lot less. So I'm talking about this out loud now to you guys, and I'm feeling, oh yeah, that is different, I think, because I just never thought about it before. I would like push it into the basement, right? So I guess from that sense, something has shifted, something has dislodged itself, something has become more open in that sense. And the reason I'm talking about all this is because it's very easy when you listen to teachers or when you listen to people in general, they tend to give you the positive aspect of things, and they're like, oh, you know, when you're feeling a bit low, do this and you'll feel better and this and that. And so there's this sense that when you hit a low point, like a really low point where you're ugly crying in the bath about things that happened 20 years ago, that somehow something's gone wrong or something's not right, or you need to snap out of it. Now, I'm not saying that you just sit and indulge in the bath. There is, what I'm saying is actually try not to add extra stuff. Just deal with what's actually coming up and don't add any new stuff. Because the new stuff would be things like, you shouldn't be feeling like this. This is wrong. You're a terrible person. And keep feeding that shame that was there from before, or resist it. Don't look at it. I don't want to feel that shame. I don't want to feel that guilt. I don't want to feel that, you know, I've done something terrible. Actually, you want to lean into it. You want to bring it in and do the crying. Like, where's all this going anyway? Like, eventually the crying will stop. And it always does, right? You don't just keep going and going and going, though sometimes it can feel like, for me, the mood literally lifted this morning. And it was 2 weeks. So it was quite long for me. And this, it's all relative. Like, for some of you, you might go through months of this and you're like, well, 2 weeks is easy. But for me, it's been a long time since I've been so long in a period of really feeling a lot of uncomfortable emotions coming up over and over again. And it was like the only time I would get relief was when I was going for a walk or when I was watching crappy stuff on TV. So for the last 2 weeks, I watched so much crap. It's just, oh, please give me a break. Because every single time the TV was off, or I wasn't out in nature looking at all the birds and the trees, and it was also very gloomy. I wasn't in, you know, I was just like in the whole shit again. So it's tough. You know, I'm definitely not saying it's not tough, but what I noticed was that my ability to stay with it was helpful. It was helpful. And obviously, I wasn't like thinking, oh, this is fine. No, I mean, when I'm in it, I'm like, Jesus, like this is intense. This is really intense. But there's a part of me not 100% trusting either, because I was going to say that I do know this too will pass, right? But there was a part of me that was like, Jesus, but when is it going to pass? So there's still all that mind stuff going on. And like, this could be forever. This could be for months. I could, you know, I couldn't even do my job. I couldn't put stuff on YouTube. Like, I was just flat out. And there was a part of me that was that kind of logical part that was like, oh my God, this could go on for months. Like, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? What are you, So I'm not saying for a moment that I was able to rise above it and look at the whole thing and go, oh, this is fine. I didn't feel fine. Okay. So I didn't feel fine at all. Yet there was enough awareness in me that I could stay with it. I could just do the ugly crying. I could take care of my body. I could watch crappy TV when I needed to. I could still take myself out for a walk. That was an effort, but I literally forced myself. There were some days I didn't really have energy to walk a lot, but I just sat outside all bundled up, just like, even though there's no sunshine, I'm outside and I'm just feeling better outside than inside. So it's taking care of your body as best you can whilst allowing the process to happen. And then, as I said this morning, I woke up and it was like, it's finished. I mean, I didn't do anything different. I was just taking care of myself as I went through it. And as I said, I'm still kind of like, I don't know what that was about. And in a sense, as I'm talking now, I do feel some things have shifted. So there's also part of this understanding that whatever is coming up, there is a reason for it. There's a reason for it. And you might not get it. Like, I don't particularly get it. Obviously, there was some stuff there that needed to have a good cry and a big release. How that then looks going forwards, I don't know. Might be one very small piece that doesn't really make that much difference to my life. I don't know at this point, but all I know was that I was not in control of it coming up, and I certainly wasn't in control of when it finished. Like, it finished when it finished. And who knows, tomorrow I might go into another round of it. I don't know, right? Like, none of us know this. But I wanted to talk about it because I think it is important to see that all of us go through the ups and downs, and we're all working through the same stuff. And the more willingness, and this is just my personal experience, the more willingness I have to really jump into it. And I'm not going to say fearlessly, but I'm going to say with a certain level of willingness to just feel it and do the releasing and sit at home for 2 weeks on your own and do whatever it is that is doing, without trying too hard to resist it. My feeling is that that's probably, not going to say makes it go quicker. Maybe it makes it go quicker. I don't know. I don't know. But it feels more natural to just allow that process to happen, knowing, I know full well, I'm not in control of this. So even though I was trying some of my EFT tapping, I was sending Reiki, I was doing all the stuff, right? I'm not just sitting there just doing nothing, because I'm still trying to move the energy. But even that, I'm feeling, did it help? Did it not help? I don't know. But it was all part of what felt the right thing to do at the time, without denying it or pushing it away or not crying it through or avoiding it. So I just kind of wanted to put it out there and just say, it's okay when you're going through a really tough time. And Christmas and New Year can be really tough for people. I don't know. Who knows? Sometimes all that family drama can come up. Certainly for me, it was very centered around family drama, even though, yeah, it was weird. Let's just say it was weird. And I'm also open to the fact that it will just keep coming back up. Maybe tomorrow I wake up and go through another round. As I said, who knows? But I'm taking the opportunity to do the video now when I'm actually feeling relatively normal, because who knows? But yeah, it's a ride. It's a ride. And it doesn't always have to, you don't always have to have the answers, and you don't always have to be feeling peaceful and together. Like, there's all of us go through times where we're just not together at all, because there's shit happening, and that shit is part of the normal process of our growth. So allowing that growth to happen, whatever it is, whatever the guest in your house is, and just really allowing that process as best you can, and not beating yourself up when you can't allow it either. Like, I had all that stuff going on, and it was just natural and normal. And I guess the only thing I can say is that the not freaking out, or the not freaking out as much as I would have done, say, 20 years ago, I think personally helped me, because I felt quite, wouldn't say in control of it, but I felt quite aware of what was happening, and I was okay with it. It was kind of like, this is okay, right? This is natural. This is normal. Maybe it lasts for months. Could be problematic, but we'll face that as we face it, right? It is what it is. And that, certainly from my perspective, helped me. So I'm just putting it out there. Hopefully it helps some of you guys as well. Yeah. Life really is a guest house, hey? Take care, everybody. Look after yourselves, and yeah, nurture and self-care. Bye.